Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. If you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You will also come to see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, I'm very excited. I've been anticipating this evening for a while. Diana McClintic is in the studio, and she obtained her registered nurse degree in practice for 30 years, and she's going to be giving angel card readings tonight. She also obtained her Doctor of Science in Neuropathy in 2002. She's a certified Soma Energetics practitioner using the Diana, help me out.
The Fazio Scale Tuners.
Tuning forks, and she's completed Reiki certifications to level 4 attunement. Diana is also an ordained minister since 2009. The board she chose to take was the certification for holistic practitioners at the BS level, as that covered about everything she'd learned up to 2009. She had a near-death experience at 4 years old and has been a healing facilitator and spiritual warrior since then. Diana became a mystical traveler in 2009 and took off for living on the road for 2.2 years, practicing her light working, healing herself and the earth, and helping people heal. She has books in the working to tell the story of reaching Sedona for 11-11, then to the west coast of California for 12-12, where the oneness of Atlantis Lemuria came back to her, and on over to Mount Shasta, then down to Sacramento. She actually lived in a car, and she met people who matched her vibrations along the way, and so today's treat for all of us is to get an angel card archetype reading from Diana. And Diana, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Time was so fast today. I didn't prepare for the show. Basically, what I did is say, I'm going to get out of the way, see if spirit will just flow. So we're going to do that. Of course, I did draw some cards. I have a deck. It's not mine, but I'm going to have it for about a month. So I'm going to use that tonight, too, along with the angel cards and the archetypes. So your readings will be mixed according to what I'm led to draw for you. But I can tell you what I got for the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and it's pretty much, I think this is a card for either you or me or your producer. So, you had said I got to pick a card for him. So, listen.
Oh, I should have him tune in. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I thought he was in. Okay. The Four of Wands, it's a symbol of completion. It's a ceremonious card depicting the security and comfort one can create through virtue, passion, and purpose. Here is a celebration of the harvest. The feasts of Lammas, a wedding procession through garland-draped streets. There's a sense of camaraderie and mutual satisfaction with this card. Success is a result of effort well expended. Enjoy this experience of fulfillment and honor the path that brought you here, as well as those who've traveled alongside you. Sounds a lot like you too, David. I mean, but that's probably for all of us.
I would imagine, and I like it. I resonate with it, and I like to believe the show resonates with that, too. So thank you very much. You know, I'm curious. You've talked to me a little bit about your mystical tour for those 2.2 years that you were on the road. Why don't you tell the readers a little bit about that and what your experience was? And I'm especially interested in hearing about how God took care of you during those 2 years.
Oh, wow. Well, that will be a lot of what the book will be a trilogy. And when I did put it out there on Facebook, what do you want me to call the trilogy? I believe that the teacher that is one of my, she has had a reading from me, and she's one of my Facebook friends. I think I chose hers. She said the light writer, but she said it W-R-I-T-E-R. I think it's supposed to be light writer, R-Y-D-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Because one time I called in a show like yours, I didn't know you then, and the person said, I can see 5 miles of light following your car.
Oh, I love that.
I also have a lot of car angels. And I was told once, you've got more car angels than anyone I've ever talked to. My angels even did mechanical work. I'm telling you that your word is so powerful. Your belief in angels is so powerful. Angels can change energy. And if it has to do with a car repair, it may take more than that. Like if you had a total faith healing in a split second. It seems to me like if it's a car repair, my engine needed a lot of repairs. So it would be a lot of belief and a lot of trust, and the angels took over. And I met a group while I was in Sacramento, the Stargate. It was actually a day after I told everybody goodbye and I was leaving. I was going back to Mount Shasta, and the car broke down, just enough to keep me there. But I met this group, and the way I met him was through a show on Blog Talk Radio. He was on an interview, and he had told people of his car broke down while they were on a way to one of their meetups. And they all got together and believed that the angels could repair the car. It was a broken water pump. And that car turned back on long enough to get them to where they were going. And I thought, wow, this is somebody that believes like I do. So
wow.
I started going to their group when they met, and I learned how to do the Stargate meditation, which I want to just basically tell people because I like for them to allow angels to come to them for this reading. And first, to make a long story short, first get grounded, and the easiest way is probably jump in a tree and imagine you're the tree roots and get yourself really, really grounded and just allow the angels' energies to come to you. I don't want people just jumping and flying around, you know, out of their body without grounding. So that's why you just allow the energies to come to you after you're grounded, and this is how the Stargate was. So the Stargate was brought down over you after you were well-grounded, and they took you on the different levels of different dimensions, and the angelic kingdom was the seventh. We also went through the Arcturia, and we had visitors. It was really, they just had some great meditative meetups. And so if you just allow the angelic kingdom to come to you tonight so you can have the reading you're meant to have from them, not just from my thoughts. I don't want my mind to be on this. I want this to be a spirit flow night. So everybody ground yourself. Ask the angels to come to you. When you feel the energy, and I already feel it, just say, I can feel that. Will you send me more? It's all you guiding this. I'm not guiding it. You're doing the guiding. It's as much as you will allow to come to you. So please don't resist if you want a reading. I mean, it just will be more superficial if you do resist. Your allowance is what will give you a higher vibrational reading. That's how I put it. So now that everybody has grounded themselves and allowed the angels to come to them, if you want to get started, we need to do just one show about this 2 years on the road. Because I will start talking and then we won't have time for callers.
I hear you. Okay, well, let's get going. We do have 6 callers on the line, and everybody that's on the line now is guaranteed a reading. So we're going to go to our first caller, who is Trish, and I'm bringing her live. Trish, hang in there. I'm trying to bring you live.
Thank
there you
me,
go.
Thank
Trish,
you.
Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know how you work. Do you give a message, or do you want me to ask you a question?
why I'd like to just do a message, but usually if you have any basic need, it's going to come in with the first card. And because I like to bring in, I don't want to just concentrate on something that's third dimensional. I don't mean that to sound, you know, like it's not important in our lives that we live on this earth, because it is very important. But I want to get as high vibrational as we can. Where are you from, Trish?
New York.
New York, okay. I don't know. Have I talked to you before?
I don't think so. In fact, I don't know. Have you ever been on David's show before?
Yes, I have. Just once, though.
Oh.
I don't recognize your voice, so, okay, I'll just get started then.
Okay.
I'm getting Divine Order as the first card, which is very good. So what it is, whatever your question is the timing is right. And we have Archangel Raguel that says everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So they have been working around behind the scenes is what I'm feeling. And that if you are open to all possibilities, even the possibilities that you know nothing about, cannot see, still don't have the vision of, just be open to all possibilities. Because this could be a pretty great thing with the divine order being here right now. So let me see what you'll have for your crossing. I'm moving around because each deck is in a different location. And that will keep I feel that moving keeps it slow going better. Okay, so I'm going to use then the tarot deck for the crossing. And with that, it looks like you got a minor arcana card. And the Three of Swords. I'm not familiar with that one, so I'm just going to have to read it. The pictures. Oh, it's so cute. This is not the writer deck, the one that I used to use. This is a person, Michelle Morgan. Okay.
Okay.
The Three of Swords can represent the process of sorrow or grief. Grief is an egoless state, an experience of loss in which you cannot control the emotional dramas being played out in your mind. Something or someone whom you believe to play a central role in this fantasy has proved untrue. Lack of focus, disappointment, mistrust are all symptoms of your awakening to the reality of the situation. Healing comes when you accept and allow the grieving process to happen. When you step across your dark mental landscape and release the, a word I don't know. Help me out, David. Q-U-I-X-O-T-I-C.
Quick
thought. Expectations has helped create the scenario in the first place. Well, this just looks like a person who's laying down and said, I'm tired, I need some rest. But she's got her makeup on, and she's got a really, like, a Native American blanket wrapped around her. And there are three swords next to her. And I think that it's probably a timeout so that you can either grieve what someone has said or done that was untrusting. I mean, that makes you feel like you can't trust them anymore. Or if someone has passed over and you still need to go through the grieving, just know that they are with you. If they've passed over, that to me, that was helpful with the grieving, to begin to learn how to fill them when their energy was with me. So I don't know which it is for you, but you know, and underneath it is creative writing. So this is the support of the reading. So it'll get you through your process. So you probably need to journal. Journaling has always been a good thing. Make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen, an article or book. You do have Archangel Gabriel that's willing to work with you right now. Golden wings, golden trumpet, and it's right there for you right now. As I said, this is divine, divine time. I see. Let's see. In the past would be next. I'm going to go back to the Gerald X for past.
Okay.
Or I could do the architects for that. Okay. I'm supposed to do architects for you. For what's going in your past has a shadow and a light, and that's what the archetype cards are all about. If you ever heard of Carolyn Mays, she was my teacher like 2000 to 2003. She was very tough. And this may be the identifying. Do you have a father on the other side?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's what this is. That's what that card that we just talked about was, that if you are still grieving, he would want you to be in the light, which would be talent for creating and supporting life through what you learn through him. Pass on your guiding light with a tribal unit. So if you can group together all the good of your life with your father and just anything else, forgive and let go. If you have to let go every day, let go, let go, let go. Till all that's left with the good, and that's what you can write about. In the shadow, it would mean that you would think of a person as had abusive authority or dictatorship control. And if anything like that was going on, then let that shadow go and forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive everybody else, and let go and get to the light where you have the talent for creating and supporting life and writing about this guiding light. So if we still have time, I'm going to do a few more cards.
Go for it.
And keep going?
Yep.
Okay. So you've got, now the next cards are what's in your environmental influence. And this one here is in the position that you don't really know it's there yet. It's hiding from you, but it's there. Passion. This is when passion usually returns to a person. It's Archangel Haniel that says, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and your career. Wow, that's a good card. So that's telling you your renewed passion, your ability to create. You get past your grieving. You've got a lot when you rediscover your passion again. I've only had one other person that had this card in that position, and she totally understood it. So you do have patience. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience, so you still need more patience. And Archangel Jophiel likes to work with you on patience. If you haven't already gotten into this take your power back thing, that seems to be what's really important. That's, somebody is there to help you with this. That's the position this card is in. Use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. Archangel Raziel will help you. You know, I found out when I was working with this to get on YouTube, because they have some sounds that sound Raziel. They have some sounds that sound different archangels. And listen to the sound with headphones on. And be, you know, with your intentions to manifest your blessings. But it's in the position that you still need counsel with this. So if you are a counselor yourself, it probably would help you to let someone else help counsel you until you are really there. Because once you've gotten your power back and you get all the soul fragments back, because you can leak out your soul everywhere you go. And when you get all that back, get your power back, you are open to receive. So you can say you're open to receive every day, but until you take your power back, get your soul fragments back, all that receiving that's ready for you won't come. So just believe you are open to receive and that you are taking back your power. If you know who it is that's supposed to help you out, get with it, or just write it until maybe you're going to channel the answers for yourself. And your outcome is all as well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden okay. blessings, you will soon understand. And Archangel Jeremiah just wanted you to know that. So I think that sounded like a good reading.
It did sound like a good reading.
Did it resonate with you?
Yeah, parts of it did, yeah. I was going to ask you, I actually have a lot of projects going on right now, and they have been delayed, so hearing that it's all in divine order is frustrating but comforting at the same time.
Yeah, and part of that delaying was the recent growth that even the Earth and the planets and everybody had when Mars and Venus had to get out of the 12th house and into the first. I mean, they had to get out of Leo and into Virgo. Only if you're Virgo rising was it the other way that I said 12th and first for Virgo rising people. But Venus and Mars just recently got out of Leo, and now they're in Virgo. So people have more chance to write their scripts now and
right,
to
I'm
know
a Virgo.
That all is well. And to create, oh, you are Virgo, so it's affecting you very much because Jupiter is already there before they got there. So you're like a Virgo rising, which you're expanding yourself and all of your abilities. And at the same time, here comes Venus, who was going backwards in Leo, decides to go forward in Virgo, and Mars catches up with Venus and says, all right, we're not messing around no more. Jupiter taught us how to expand, so let's get to it. So that's why the timing is right with you. At least I know a little bit about astrology. I was able to help you out there, too.
Right.
So come back to the next show. I think I'm back on here December 17th. So come back to the next show, and we'll see if anything has happened that we've told you about.
All right. The deal.
Oh, thank you, Trish.
Thanks, David.
Okay.
And you can always re-listen, too.
What's that, Diana?
You can always listen to the archives, right, David?
That's right. Exactly. For anybody that wants to know upcoming guests, including to look at when Diana's next on, I usually do the archives, set them up 2 or 3 weeks in advance. And I do have a lot of spiritually gifted people coming up toward the end of the month, including Kat Edwards, who's a psychic from Australia. And I believe I have another angel reader on. And so just go to blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark with an E. And you'll find out the upcoming shows that I have. And our next caller, Diana, is Sophia. And Sophia, you're live on the air with Diana.
Hi, Diana.
David, I was going to ask you. Hi, Sophia. I think I've heard you before. Were you on our last show?
I don't think so.
Or maybe you heard me on the Healing Fountain, because I do that one too. Raising Vibrations. But I was going to ask David, is that Kat, is she the one from Space Out Radio?
I'm not sure, tell you the truth. She's very prominent in Australia, that's all I can tell you. And she's been on my show several times. She's a brilliant psychic medium. And she's going to be on Halloween, our time, at 7:30. And all of my shows are 7:30. And currently I'm broadcasting on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
You're overworking yourself. But, hey, let's be positive about it.
Right, right.
And David also has his own past life regressions, if you didn't already know that.
Yes, I do past life regressions. So, why don't you two head with your reading, and I will listen.
Okay, so I still need to read the star for the show because I only read one of them. The star illustrates spiritual and creative expression. With this card comes enlightenment, peace, illumination of your soul's purpose, and recognition of your talents and altruistic potential.
Wonderful.
This is astrology of guardian angels, fairy godmothers, granted wishes. With the star, you experience both sides of the story as benefactor and recipient. This card finds you influencing others to positive ends, bringing to light some altruistic or humanitarian idea, or finding the proper channels through which to begin pursuing your life's work. The star heralds the time where the potential becomes actuality and the dreams become real. Well, David, you resonate with that one, too.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love the way this lady has brought the positiveness of the tarot cards in.
Mm-hmm.
When I lost my rider deck, I'd had it for 30 years. It wasn't that everything wasn't all positive. There were a lot of warning this, and that's the old way of reading. But some people still like to give people, you know, watch out for this and watch out for that. I stick with the positive. I like to know that you're creating new paths because that's the time we're at. So, Sophia, I know now where I heard you. You called in Tuesday's show. Okay, yes, you, and I'm getting spirit telling me, yes, that's where you knew of her. You know, TJET, that's another show.
Okay.
I'll be on again tomorrow. Yeah, okay, so I'm starting out with outdoors. So outdoors is where the light bulb is going to flash on in your head or heart that says, the answer to your question. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas.
This is the angel that has roses in her wings, Archangel Jophiel. So she will meet you. Now, if you're in California and you're lucky enough to be around one of those rose garden libraries, you got to go see them. They're great.
Uh-huh. Sophia's down in Georgia, I believe.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're in Georgia. Well, Georgia must have rose gardens, too. Go sit by a rose garden because this angel has roses all over her, behind her. She's holding one. So you must be needing to get out and find you some roses to sit and meditate around. And then it's saying that you're crossing peace. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So that's like the biggest thing you have to know in order to get through to your outcome, because that's your crossing. And Samuel will help you with that. And this is the angel that's actually putting an intention into the dove and letting the dove go. Like if you remember back when Noah let the dove go to find the lamb or something like that, to find your peace. You need to find your peace in order to get through to your entire reading. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. Just meditate on your peace. You have a great card, though. You have a prosperity card, so that is really great. Archangel Ariel, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. When you do this manifesting, David, if you ever have anything to say about what I'm saying to these people, chime in.
Will do.
Because when you're doing your manifesting, it is important to stay positive, reading positive affirmations, and catch yourself when you're thinking the wrong thing. And you can actually even write down all your thoughts and change the thoughts if you had been thinking something that wasn't as positive as you want it to be. And then the next time you start thinking that, pick up what you had written down and just read to yourself those positive things that you changed that thought into over and over and over again, like cue cards. You really have to train yourself, because some of this is an addiction from us growing up with parents or family or friends that did a number on us because we were spiritual and they didn't like it. So some of it's just an addiction, because then we went forward and met one after another, after another, after another, and the brain wired in a pattern to be addicted to people criticizing your love and your power and your spiritual path. So when you get to where you can think totally positive about it and don't obsess about what somebody else thinks, you can rewire your brain to your positive manifestation.
Amen.
It's not just the vibrations, it's also the rewiring. And your heart chakra, too. It's pretty new. The big part. Yes, David, go. They just said David has something to say.
Oh, I just said amen. It's so important for us to let go of attachments to any kind of negative influences in our life or any kind of self-defeating prophecies that may have come from critical parents or people who have cast judgments on our own spiritual gifts. Because we all come into this life spiritually gifted, and for whatever reason, many of us don't get to fulfill or realize those gifts because other people judge us and we think it's not okay to go there. And so I think anybody that's calling in tonight is open, and that is the gateway to understanding and expansion. And when you keep an open mind, you are in a position where you're ready to evolve and grow, and that's a good thing. I just say stay positive, focus on what is loving, and put forward those rockets of desire and stay present when you do. Just dream, enjoy the present, and let the future unfold.
And that's important, too. And staying in the now can mean different things. You know, some people may tell you that's all there is, and then you think that it wasn't important that you did this in the past or you had to plant this in the future. And that's not what it means. When you are present, your manifestations work better.
Right.
Present with your thoughts.
Right.
And your going in the past kind of was the same thing we were just saying. In the past, there might have been a teacher that was manipulating or abusing or teaching negative traits or destructive skills. So we just told you how to work through that and get to the light. The ability to communicate knowledge, experience, skills, or wisdom, it let go of all the past teachings that were mindful. I think that's how, that's the short version of it. In your environment, then, you have victory is in the position of the environment that's hiding from you still. You haven't seen it yet. Archangel Sendafon says, your prayers have been heard and answered, so have faith. You are being heard. That's a really good card. And you have prioritized. So you've got angels that are helping you focus on your highest priorities. They will help you get organized and motivated. So if you stay in that now, when you get that far, then you're going to have somebody right there in your environment who's going to help you with some angel therapy. Raphael says, give your cares and worries to the angels and allow us to take your burdens. So a life coach. I'm a certified life coach. I think David is too. Anybody that you can talk to will be your angel therapy and will help you get, you can give over your cares and worries to them, and they can help you find the patterns that if you change, you, sometimes you only need to change one thing, and then it all falls into place. So I think that you're going to have a your outcome relationship harmony. You're the lucky one. Everybody loves this card. Archangel Raguel, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now for your relationship to be in harmony. So that's your outcome. So I would say you're going to have good harmonic relationships. And if you even want to invite that to mean new friends, or if you want that to let the past go and believe in your old friends again in this now moment, if they can come to your level, if they can learn what you're learning, I like to say when I read the relationship harmony for myself that it's every new friend I'm going to make. And even after I was reading that, I met David, so every new person that you meet is going to be in relationship harmony, more in vibration to what you're doing. I don't do past life regressions, but I used to try to do that a little bit around 2007-09. Were you thinking something, David?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, you were saying amen.
I said absolutely this time. I believe in the power of affirmation.
You have a good reading, Sophia.
Yes, so, it was.
Come back. Yeah, come back again.
I sure will. Fun. Of course, you mentioned in the beginning you pulled the card with the dove. And I have had a mourning dove visit my patio twice. So.
Oh. So that dove is teaching you peace.
Correct.
Wonderful. The peace that you need.
It was great, great
to get across
reading.
On to the rest of your reading. Wonderful. You already got it. You got that dove visiting you. You already got it. Because when you let it go and it comes back, and it's back. Lucky you. And you have relationship harmony. I love that card.
Thank you both. Great
You're
reading.
Welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Sophia.
Thanks for having me.
It's been
me,
a joy.
Guys.
Okay. Take care and God bless. All right, we're going on to Mary next. I'm trying to bring you live, Mary. Hang in there for a moment. Blog Talk, you're going to... Okay, here we go. Let's try it again. Hang in there. There you go, Mary. Say hello to Diana.
Hello, I'm hanging in here. Hi, Diana.
All right. Good for you.
Hey. Yeah. Good evening. I'm calling
hey, Mary.
From South Florida. David didn't hear me say South Florida.
No.
Okay, well, you're probably not far from me then. I'm at the Fort Myers-Lehigh side, the Gulf side.
You're on the other side, yeah.
Oh.
You're getting blustery winds, blustery weather, and we
okay.
are. Can you
well,
hear me
windy
okay?
Now, and yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
It's windy, but we haven't had any rain for a week here.
We have plenty
so
of it.
So you know what I'm thinking?
No.
I'm thinking that
when you're walking in near a field or in the pool, you love to watch something.
True.
And whatever you're watching, whatever you're watching may speak to your heart. So just remember that, because I'm not sure why I jumped in with that before I even start the reading.
I watch nature. I watch a lot.
Well, then that's it. It's speaking to your heart. So you probably need that outdoors card to pop up here. So we got the magician, creativity, personal power. If you, I'm trying to get this vibration in. I'm trying to say something other than the card to you. The question is more of a soul issue than a human one. Whatever is laying on your heart, or what you would have liked to ask if I had said ask a question, is more of a soul issue than a human one. Perhaps there might be a little karmic influence or need of clarification. So hopefully this reading is going to do that for you.
Okay.
So we're going to give you first the Ace of Cups. All right. That's another good card. The Ace of Cups is, well, the card that I would like to have. They're all good cards. The Ace of Cups is a card of true love and emotion. This is a heart that is full and passionate, but as yet unexpressed. You haven't expressed your fullest extent, if you want to believe the card for its word. But you can argue with me and say you have, and I won't get angry. Content for the moment simply is to feel. Feel yourself, how you love yourself. Look in the mirror and just love yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself. Rub your heart chakra while you're looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, Mary. Life becomes infused with a sense of joy and anticipation if you keep doing this. And at any moment then, you feel that any moment there's going to be a miracle. Expect a gift as you're being offered a gift for loving yourself. So here are... you may see a glance of a stolen kiss if you're walking around outside, or flowers that have been left somewhere. And if you see these knowing that you've heard about it in the reading, then you've got another synchronicity, beginnings of love and all that it promises, the awakening of creative energy and ideas, the possibility and wonder engaged in the matters of the heart. I really like this. This person's view of the card. So that was the Ace of Cups, and come back and listen to this reading again, because
positive news of the tarot.
Now, I used to see the Ace of Cups as anything that you emotionally have going on, the answers are being handed to you from heaven. All you have to do is sit under a tree and meditate. That's my short version of it.
That's simple.
Okay, so
I wish.
What do the angels have to say?
Okay.
The angels have to say moon cycles. Oh, you're crossing this. So it's time for you to be more aware of how the moon affects your energy manifestation and capitalize upon these cycles. And there, if you're a person who's younger and is not in menopause, that you know when your moon cycles usually are. But if you are menopause, you need to just really watch and write down, well, when it's a new moon, I feel this way. When it's a full moon, I feel this way. And capitalize on which one affects your energy and manifestation so that you'll know the exact time. A lot of people are real hyped about new moon as a time. It could be quarter moon for you or half moon or whatever. So that's what this card is all about. And it's Haniel that wants to help you notice how the moon affects your energy. And I don't know your chart, but I don't know if you have where your moon is in your chart. Do you happen to know?
An earth sign. It's in Taurus.
You have a moon in Taurus? Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Okay, so it would be a good time for you to... You know, like Taurus, people always associate Taurus with material, and I'm a Taurus, and I don't feel the Taurus version, but I think I'm coming into it. I think I've always been my rising and moon sign, which is Virgo and Cancer. I think I'm coming into the Taurus. So I'll be able to better understand later on. But the Taurus moon is, you can probably manifest. So look at the moon. Wow, when the moon in Taurus will probably be a good time for you to do your manifestations. Just be aware of how the moon affects your energy. And I did get spirit flow when I was telling you that, so that's a good one. Child magical. If that's the basis. So you still have, are you doing some inner child work, or have you ever?
Not really. I go over things that, yeah, from the past, and, you know, try to heal things, I guess, mentally or in meditation.
Okay. Well, it's time. You don't have to go all the way through all that Bradshaw book and all that stuff. David can probably guide you. Is Mary your friend, David?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
Mary.
Familiar.
Have you called him before, Mary, by any chance?
I have. Yeah, we're a phone friend, I guess you'd call us.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I recognize the area code, so that much I do know. And I thank you very much for calling in tonight. Is there anything else you have for her, Diana?
Yeah, you've got some good guests. And thank you, Diana.
I'm not done. The child magical wants to see the child wants to see the potential for sacred beauty in all things. The belief that everything is possible, but you have to nurture that child. That's a lot of that love in the mirror type thing too, and rubbing your heart. You're getting connected with your inner child, because if there's any pessimism, depression, or disbelief in miracles, this also causes sadness to your inner child. So get this magical child happy, and believe in sacred beauty in all things. This belief that everything is possible. When that inner child is happy, it's so much easier for you to live in the now and talk to with your higher self and create some alchemy, which is ahead of you. So the alchemy card is transformation of base motives and goals into golden wisdom. And in the shadow, it's misuse of power and knowledge. So if there was anybody in your life that was misusing your power and knowledge, then you let all that go and do your clearing and get to the light, which is transformation of base motives and goals into golden wisdom. When I do my work, I always step out of myself and into myself. It's kind of funny. I do it. I'm stepping out of myself and into myself, out of myself and into myself. And then I just put like a golden light flow into me, but before I do that, I put the copper cord that goes all the way down to the earth, it's hollow, and let all energy that's not mine out. So re-listen to this so you can learn how to do that. And we're just going to go through the environmental influences really fast with you, because you still have some hidden nurture. So your ability to nurture yourself, and this is the angel that's holding the child. So again, they're talking about your inner child needs nurturing. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Hey, I thought the right thing. Both activities are important for you right now, nurturing yourself and your inner child. So what this is kind of hidden from you, that you do have the ability to do this stuff, and it will come out. You have a lot of comfort. Archangel Azrael is around you now saying, I'm with you in your time of need. So call on me. I'm helping your heart to heal, and that's Azrael. And your outcome would be teaching and learning. And that's Zadkiel. I really like the YouTube Zadkiel sound. It's so beautiful. I've worked with this angel before. Keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. Teaching and learning. That's a great outcome. Okay. So thanks for calling, Mary.
Mary, thank you for calling
you
in again tonight. God bless you.
Great evening. Bless you as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, Diana, we've had several people tuning in, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody, but we will go to the callers that have been on the line the longest, and we'll try to get to as many of the others as we can. Now, I haven't talked with the remainder of the callers, so I'm going to identify you by area code. And I'm coming to area code 856. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Maura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Say hi to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Laura. Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Laura, what I'm hearing now is it's all right for you to be the wild child. Whoever you've been carrying, like holding the light for, it's time that you can let go of them now, and they are ready to be in their own path. You don't have to carry whoever it is you've been carrying. And just know that you are a living light made of love. You may end up going further. That's why if you don't disconnect, which means let go, and that doesn't mean you have to let go of the relationship. It means let the person grow now, and because you're going to be taking off, and not everybody can keep up with you. So expect a miracle and just be aware that there's all possibilities out there. Even the ones you don't know of. I keep thinking I got to say this one to everybody. Beware of all possibilities, even the ones you don't know of. So we're going to talk about clairsentience first. That's a good first part. So clairsentience is something they're thinking about with you, the angels. Notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So it'd be a good thing to write down your physical and emotional feelings. When you have the same ones over and over again, there is some divine guidance about that. And that's Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. And I'm not real familiar with this one, so you'll have to look it up. But Archangel Raguel, and you call on that one to help you with clairsentience. Overcoming difficulties is your crossing. Archangel Jeremiah says the worst is now behind you, and you're surmounting previous challenges. So just listen to what came through there in the beginning and listen to this show again, because when you get over your crossing card, everything will move quickly, and the poet departs the spell right out of the deck. So there you go. Express soul insight in symbolic language. That's the poet in the light, and that's your foundation. In the shadow, the poet turns a lyric, a poem gift to a negative or destructive effect, and I really don't understand what that means. So in the light, it expresses soul insights in symbolic language. Just strive for the light. So I'd be striving for in that symbolic language. And this is really funny. This is also the person letting the doves go, but this one's got two doves in it, whereas the angel only had one. So there you go. Let go, and like the other person said, the dust came back. Healthy lifestyle is something that's still is in your environment, but you can't see it right now. So eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, exercise regularly, and that's, of course, Archangel Raphael. And you will begin to notice that you are getting help from Raphael as well. And the spiritual understanding is something that's going to help you out. Someone's going to help you with your spiritual understanding. You'll probably be shown how to get to that person. And Archangel Raziel says, I'm bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. So that was much like the poet that they also talked about in the light was soul insights and symbolic language. So let's see what your outcome is. Courage. Okay. This is the most serious part in the deck. Ariel has such a serious look. It's like, oh, come on now, you got courage. The courageous, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. So Ariel, with A-R-I-E-L, will help you with your courage. We have a lot of people, so we have to keep moving. Thank you for calling, Sophia.
It's Maura, right? Or is it Laura?
Oh, Laura.
Laura.
I'm sorry, we talked to, well, Sophia. Yeah, okay.
Sophia was earlier. So thank you.
We are moving fast.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you tonight. God bless you.
Same here to you. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're moving on to area code 717, who's been patiently waiting for quite a while. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Corrine.
Hi, Corrine. How are you?
Good, David. How are you? Hello, Diana.
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Where are you from?
Living in New Mexico right now.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess, like, the East Coast, maybe Connecticut or something. But you're in New Mexico.
That's where I'm
Mexico.
Originally
I'm
from.
Now.
Yeah, that's where I'm originally from.
Well, okay.
I'm one of your
trust
Facebook
your
friends, Diana.
Okay. Are you from the Lightworkers?
I'm in that one, and I'm in a whole bunch of other ones that you're into. So, in fact, I messaged
okay,
you today,
well,
so you'll know who I am. So.
Okay. Well, I don't have internet at home, and I only go to the library about 3 times a week. So I will catch it. But if I sent you a message today, I saw your message. Trust
okay,
what
not
passionate.
Today, but I messaged you. I'm sorry.
That's what I've been getting ever since I started talking to you. Don't forget to say trust. Trust where your passion is, because you want to be supported by the universe for your inner guidance. So trust what your passion is, and that it's supported by the universe. You can, I think, are you writing a book?
Not yet.
I almost feel that. Okay, well then you've got a book and you too. I almost feel that energy that I feel when I've been told about myself. To trust in the universe that it's going to come. The people that are going to guide me are going to come. It's going to happen. And I just strongly feel like you are going to write a book too. So maybe you need to keep writing. And let's see if we're going to get for you Indigo and Crystal Children. Metatron says you have a bond with children, so you can help children who are sensitive. This is great for, we're having a lot of people come in who don't have to forget, like we all did, forget who you are and then relearn it. A lot of children are coming in that know, so helping the parents and helping those children is good. Children in Walmart, wherever I go, always just stare at me, and I have to say something to them. If their parents are distracted and shopping and stuff, I'll welcome them. So welcome to Earth. But if their parents are listening, I'll say something else. So, validating them. And they do. They get like big eyes and giggle when you say that. Victory. Okay. Well, this is your crossing card. So your prayers, believe your prayers are heard and answered, and have faith. And Sandathon will help you get through that crossing. It's very important to believe in every now moment that this is happening and have the faith. So there you go, in order to get through to the rest of it. And prioritizing, you have Metatron again, focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated. So we have clairsentience for you. Oh, that's the same one. I thought it was a different one, but that's the same angel, Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. Notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So you know that everything is in divine order. And, wow, we've had that one out tonight, too, angel therapy. So around you, you can choose me, David, or somebody or anybody or yourself to help you with angel therapy, because that's the big thing that's in your environment right now to help you. Give your cares and worries to the angels. Allow us to take your burdens and help you with your spiritual growth. And Raphael's saying that to you. So you have a brilliant idea. This is your outcome. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. Yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. It really is. When you get tired because you've been doing it right for a month and it still hasn't happened, you just say, well, what if something changed? It's going to happen today. So you keep on going. Because it's very easy at that time after you've been going for a month and nothing happened. It's just the timeline and the time difference. And the angels really don't know time as we do. And I've tried to teach them all about what it's like being a human and what we have to do on Earth. And I think that some of my Passover relatives have been helpful in teaching my guides why it is this important, that the manifestations be done. So hopefully that helped you, and we have to keep moving. Thank you for calling. And I don't want to say
thank you, Diana.
Wrong.
I appreciate your help.
How did you say your name?
Kareen.
Kareen. Okay. I was starting to say Karen, but I knew it wasn't that.
Well,
okay.
It's Karen
thank
with an
you.
E, so thank you so
okay.
much.
Oh, okay. How do you spell it? Well, Kareen, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and God bless you.
Many blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right. Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Can you understand me, David? Because when I get like that,
no,
I don't even remember.
I can understand.
I said 1 minute to the next.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
We're moving on to area code 305. Okay, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Deanna.
Oh, Deanna, how are you, hon?
I'm well, and I'm glad I called in today because you told me the 17th of December, and I called on the 19th of October. I still got the results.
There you go. Well, Diana is going to be on again the 17th of December, so you have that date nailed down correctly. And say hello to Diana. Deanna?
Hello, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. I had a cousin named Deanna, and I'm Diana. So you're with the EA, and I'm just IA.
Well,
my first
pulled
the seven apparatus for you.
I spell it the same way you do, but I'm from South America, and I'm in South Florida.
Oh, you spell Diana, but you're from South America. Okay, I got it.
Right, and that's why I pronounce it that way. And I also get your messages on Facebook because I'm friends with Jan and Barbara and a few people, and I'm under PT Diana Beatriz. So I see
okay.
you from time to time.
Great.
I don't have a question, but you told me you had the seven
right.
of pentacles, and welcome that.
And, okay, so it signifies a situation that requires patience, and this is the real one that requires patience because this is the person that is growing a garden. Got their hose out. Some of the plants are already grown. Some they're planting. So have some patience, just like something has to have patience to grow. This is an indication of tremendous effort on your part, and you could get frustrated at not seeing the fruits of your labor. But I think I just said that with somebody else.
Could you repeat that? Because I didn't hear you well.
Okay.
After the
there's an indication of tremendous effort on your part.
Yep.
And frustration in not seeing the fruits of your labor as quickly
again,
as
yes.
you desire.
Yes. yes
so
yes.
that could cause worry or doubt, or you could have fear of failure. All these things you have to turn into positive thinking when those happen. The remedy is not to pull the seedlings from the ground to see if they have taken root, but rather to stand by and trust that they will show themselves of their own good nature and accord. And you do it. Okay, your crossing card is the Six of Pentacles. The Six of Pentacles celebrates the nature of generosity. Oh, that was strange. You had a seven and a six. This is a card of bounty. Oh, okay. So it's possible
okay,
well, you're going
to
get together. It's possible okay, you're going to get your patients together. But this is a crossing, so you have to do work at this one. Crossing is one of the hardest times. So we want to celebrate the nature of generosity with you. So let's get across this. This is a card of bounty, of material and physical comforts. It represents the time to experience the flow of abundance. Wow, through yourself and others. And here you find your needs met above and beyond expectations. Money and other resources come your way through unforeseen channels. You know what they're doing is they're telling you when these plants grow what they're harvesting. So you be patient and be positive. So as you get through this crossing, it's going to be great. With the six, you discover your own charitable nature as well as experience the joy of sharing your good fortune with those who need it. That's one of my biggest things because I used to be able to do this. To help people out and do charity. And now it's almost like I need charity. because I'm not
me too.
Yet, so I don't get any kind. Yeah, I only have.
It
like,
must be something about it. It must
yeah.
be something
but
about our name
without,
because.
Oh, about our name. Uh-huh.
It must be.
So
it must be something we share. Yeah.
Give without the expectation of return will make you rich indeed. And this is something I try to teach people. And sometimes some people unfriend me when I talk about giving. So, and barter exchange is one of the things I like to teach people to. Okay, we're sticking with this deck for you. Okay. So what do we got next? We got the Princess of Swords. I haven't read this one yet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
This is new to me.
Okay.
Yeah, Princess of Swords. High in the castle tower awaits the spirited Princess of Swords. Leaning from the spy with a spyglass in hand, an expression of delighted anticipation, she's positive that somewhere on the castle grounds, someone is doing something fascinating. Now that sounds like me. I expect miracles at every day at every moment. So here, this person is... she's look instead of being like Rapunzel with her hair going down, she's looking at a telescope and just she's looking for somebody that's doing something fascinating. So such is the inquisitive nature of this intriguing and at times exasperating child. Ideas and activity captivate her in her mind. Her mind is constantly awhirl with news and information, often gleaned from unusual sources. Curious manner and love of exposition lead many to label her as a gossip. You'll have to think about
Diana.
Whether or not that fits you. I would throw that part out myself. Those close
Diana,
to her
what
know
is that?
Her.
What is that, a deck?
This is a new one, and I'm only going to have it for a month, but I may buy it if I can. Michelle Morgan.
Okay.
Magical... Tarot. Yeah, these are some good ones. But you know, I tend to cross things out that I'm not going to even let in my field when I read or anybody reads for me. So you can do that for yourself. The Bright Princess will likely surprise you with unexpected news, innovative concepts, or unforeseen events. So, yeah, you are watching, and you're going to get it. You're going to get the knowledge of the unexpected event that you're looking for. That's the way I'm going to say that meant to be. So I'm going to see what's behind you, and I'm going in here where the archetypes are. And we're going to get the storyteller. Okay, so somebody might be telling you a shadow story, so just beware. You can let it go behind you, making up tales that harm other people. Just beware the people are telling you the truth, because you want to bring it into the light, ability to experience and express life through stories and symbols. If you're already in the light, just disregard the shadow. The reason I'm reading shadow is this is what's in the past. So what's in the past is the people who made up tales are probably gone. And you have the ability to experience and express life through stories and symbols. And we've heard that through the angels tonight, too. So we're just going to skip on over and see what's in your environment. And you have passion. This is going to say compassion, but this is the passion card. So, again, this is still hidden from you. You don't know that you have your passion back. So trust and follow your renewed passion in your love, life, and career. And Haniel says it will become clear to you that you've got your passion back. So this is also a trust card. So know what you're trusting. A lot of times people are going to trust someone who's going to take them on the journey that really you need to go inner. You need to do your journey, not theirs. So just take some time and do that. All is well. There is somebody around you that can teach you that all is well. You can write it on the wall like I do. That was the first thing I wrote on my wall was all is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to with hidden blessings. You will soon understand.
That sounds promising. That sounds really good.
Yeah, you have one more. Well, your outcome is nurture yourself, Archangel Gabriel, as you nurture your inner child and you nurture yourself as a child. Both activities are important. So re-listen to this show and do that mirror thing. Now, I do believe everybody's important. That's one thing I usually say on my other show. Yes, yesterday on TJ's show, we got to meet the Ancient Mystery guys, and I decided the crystal skull was telling us everybody was important. So I'll be back on that show tomorrow if David doesn't care if I advertise. I'll be reading on TJET, Block Talk Radio, tomorrow. Whether he cares or not, I already advertised.
Go for it. Go for it. Good for you. I think it's important to toot our own horns. And I like the reading very much. And Deanna, I love your energy. You do sound like a very passionate person to me. And I appreciate you calling in again.
Well, thank you so much, David. I'm pure, even though, you know, it doesn't always work well to be so pure. I wanted to tell Diana I loved Fort Myers when I worked there days. I went to visit the Ford and the Edison place. And there's a beautiful botanical garden right over there. Really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful little. Yeah, loved it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
So what, were you a traveling nurse or?
No, I'm an interpreter. I'm an interpreter.
You can get a job anywhere. Lucky for you.
Well,
you can interpret.
Not lately, but that's
not
what
lately?
I did. I went, no, not for the last, it's been a rough year. Very, you know, without resources. But I love Fort Myers because whenever I finish working, then I go around the town and try to see what, you know, what nice places there are.
The
and it was really nice.
Edison's lab.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to keep going. Thank you for calling, Deanna. I'll talk to you on the other show too. And come back here on the 17th to see me every week to see everybody else.
And I'll comment on one of your posts. Thank you so much, both of you. Many blessings.
Oh, okay. God bless. All right, we're going to move on to area code 210. And then we're going to finish with area code 561. We have two callers remaining, Diana.
Oh, we did. All right.
So area code 210, you're live on the air with David Clark and Diana McClenic. What is your name, please?
Hello, I'm Justin from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, Justin. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you all?
Excellent, excellent. Say hi to Diana.
I could hear. Stay close to the phone because I could barely hear you. Justin from where?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas, yes.
I didn't hear that. Where is he from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, all righty. Let's take off. I've got Athlete for you. And Athlete is dedicated to transcending physical limits, including any handicaps, development of personal willpower, and strength of spirit. Now, in your crossing, there may have been, and this is like almost everybody's childhood, something that happened that caused, you know, it's so easy. I allow people to say what happened without saying, oh, you're playing the victim, you're blaming people. But it's best if you can forgive and let go and not blame, but everybody has a right to tell their story once. This card is your crossing. You're going to learn how to speak from the I feel great level instead of telling what's not great first. You're going to learn that. That's your crossing. So being the victim in the light prevents you from letting yourself be victimized, so you don't have to let anybody else do that to you the rest of your life. And going behind you is the exorcist. The fear of facing your own demons, that's a good thing. And then in the light, which you got out of letting this go behind you, is freeing yourself and others of destructive impulses. So you may be able to write a book or free somebody like David has through his book. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be
The Exorcist sounds kind of extreme and actually looks like it, but it's more of an all dressed up Native American with his rattles and his feathers and his it's like he has sacred geometry and labyrinths on his gowns, and he's really going to it like a shaman. So we're going to just skip on over to your environmental influences, and we've got like something that still needs to be brought out to your knowledge is the chakra clearing, and Metatron says to call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometry shapes. So that will become known to you as you learn how to do clearing. Just call upon people and ask them how they do their clearing. There are, and they just want you to know, there still are energy vampires out there. So make yourself aware, being the light of a vampire. Make yourself aware that someone or something, when this happens, I'm not saying that it is happening, you just know that you're to the point where now you can become aware of someone straining your energy and then know how to clear yourself, like I said to somebody else earlier, and then know how to replenish your energy. And just let the shadows stay in the shadows. The other people want to live in the shadows, then they're going to have to keep up with you. Some people drain energy for psychic survival. Chronic complaining and codependency is what they do. So you just know that when you're in the light, you are aware that somebody's doing this, and you're able to detach from it and clear. I have to run to the other deck for the outcome. So, and we only have one more, so we're doing really good, better than I thought. I don't know if anybody hung up.
We're doing great.
Well, thank you.
Well, I got one more card. I had to move to get to the other deck. Oh, okay, the hero. We got, well, two of them came out. Good, so you got two more. You know what to do. Okay, Uriel, that's U-R-I-E-L. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Because it's in there, you know what to do. The hero, the passion for a journey of personal empowerment. Now you have this one being the hero shows a mountain peak, and there's a man on one side and a woman on the other side, and they're both almost to the top. So once they get to the top, they're going to see each other. So I hope that that answers your question or however you feel. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Okay, good night now. All right, we're moving on to our last caller, which is area code 561. I'm trying to bring you live. It's going to take a moment, apparently. Let's see, let's try it again.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. What's your name, please?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great, great. Well, say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Stacy. So are you on the East Coast?
I'm in Florida. I don't know where.
Yeah. Well, Florida is usually, where are you from?
West Palm. Oh,
it's usually like Delray Beach or Lauderdale.
West Palm.
West Palm, okay. That's by Lauderdale, okay. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Starting it out with a few good things. So patience and relaxation, and you can very well do that over there by those beaches. And you
mm-hmm.
might just have to go park at the beach to get your patience and relaxation. You might have a friend who... you have a tendency to judge, but I like to say, and that's just because I'm verbalizing this, I'm just analyzing, because to other people it may sound like when I'm just being too ethical, that it sounds to them like I'm judging, and so I'm trying to be better at that, being too ethical. telling other people when they're not. And so the angels say that, yes, ask them. Ask them all day. Ask them for everything, whenever, because they will be able to create the energy that you're creating for you and help you and guide you. When you look outside yourself and call on heavenly direction and faith and trust and action, you bring this heaven into your
so that you can be, it's right in your heart, so you can start going inside to find it. So you don't have to look outside yourself. Sometimes it seems like to you nothing's ever as it seems, but you do have divine claircognizance with immediate and clear. When you have a lovingly opened heart, the angels can confirm even who loves you. So emotional stuff can be dealt with easily, quickly. You talk to somebody like David or any other life coach or regressing person. Get those emotional blocks out of the way so you can just go ahead and soar. So that was the first thing I just wanted to say about you. And I'm moving in where my other two decks of cards are. And that was just some wisdom flow. So, change. Welcome change. Okay. Just welcome change. That's an easy one. Here we go with what the angels want to say for you. You are safe. Archangel Michael, I am helping you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. So call upon Archangel Michael, and you know you can cut cords, too, of anything. Even if you have obsessive thoughts, you can cut the cord. You can cut the cord of someone else. You can, one time I did it out loud, so somebody was actually had PTSD, was at the beach and started yelling that, they were going to find out where he parked tonight and if that was going to burn him down. And I just didn't want to hear it. And I was like, angels are dancing all around me. You can't get into my stuff. Scared the shit out of that guy. So it's like sometimes you don't have to be like loud about it. When you have courage, stand up for your beliefs, and Ariel wants to help you, and that's your crossing. We've had another courage tonight as an outcome, so just be courageous and stand up for your beliefs, and you can get some spiritual understanding. Raziel, I'm bringing you esoteric information and symbols and help you understand your spiritual truth. You might have a career transition, and that would your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. Your life purpose is. These cards call your life purpose a career change.
That's what I prayed and asked God for today because I was frustrated. So it's ironic you should say that because I'm trying to feel what direction should I go in.
Yes, and that will give you a career transition. And it's still hidden from you, but it's there. So when you bring this to your own knowledge that you have the ability to know what your life purchase is, purpose is, Archangel Shamuel, call on Shamuel to help you with this too, along with your prayers to God. And be outdoors more. Go outside and get some fresh air and connect with nature, release stress, and gain new creative ideas.
Okay.
Breathe. Breathe. Raphael says, breathe. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and release old patterns. This is in your environmental influence where there is somebody ready to help you. Like when you're ready to learn, the teacher appears. So look out for who's going to help you because you really do need to learn how to take several deep breaths, exhale slowly, awaken your energy, and release old patterns. And when I first realized I needed to do that, I set the alarm for every 2 hours. Crystal clear intentions. That is your outcome. Archangel Michael says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. So Archangel Michael is there to help you as well. If this is still the last caller, if David has anything to say.
Well, I think it's been a beautiful evening, Diana. I really thank you for your contribution to the show tonight. And for the first time on, we had a lot of callers, I think. How did you feel about it?
Well, when I get going, I I don't even realize how many people I've talked to. They have to listen to the show again, because before the show, I just did a short meditation and said, now I'm getting out of my way, Spirit, you're in charge of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we have to do, is get out of our own way to help other people.
Absolutely. So, with regard to anything in our life, and of course, we're all in this life not just for ourselves, but to help other people. And I always say that when you pray from the heart and put forward your heart's desire and proclaim it serves the highest good for all, as long as it's not selfish or something that's going to hurt yourself or others, it will serve the highest good. So be positive, affirming, and know that all is well, as you have in the past written on your wall. I love it. I love it.
It's still there.
It is still there. Good. I might write that on my wall too. I have to be told that a lot. At the sign that my husband put up on my desk, it says, "Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so relax and have a great day." So I that thought with all of you. And thank you, Stacy, for joining us tonight, Deanna, and all
thank
the
you.
Others. And Diana, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, David. I always enjoy being on your show. You have great energy. And you have compassion and passion and all that stuff. You just learned a lot when you did that past life regression.
Well, you know, I have found when I have been regressed or when I have had awareness of past lives that it helps me understand patterns in my current life. And it's actually possible to rewrite history in past lives. You can't really do that in this life, but you can overcome karma when you've rewritten history in past lives and discharged negative karma. So for anybody that's interested in that, I do that. And I also am going to be doing it on the show on December 11th. So I will be doing little mini past life regressions, just one lifetime, on December 11th for anybody that's interested. So I will welcome...
Yes. I felt so good after that past life regression. I learned something I didn't know about myself, so...
That's great. It's always wonderful to learn things that we don't know about ourselves. It's amazing how that works, because a lot of times other people see things in us that we don't see in ourselves. But then there are those things that other people just cannot see because they just emanate from within, and some people are blind. You know, they haven't woken up yet. And that's what my mission in life is, to help people wake up and see the light, live in the light, and walk the talk. And I so appreciate all of the guests that do call in. And Stacy, good night. And Diana, I wish you nothing but abundance and all good things.
Thank you. You too. Blessings.
Okay, so once again we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we allow it to be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
Monday and Thursday as well. And Diana, I'm still...